Penguin Random House Audio presents I Am No One by Patrick Flannery. Read for you by Stephen Crossley. At the time of my return to New York earlier this year, I had been living in Oxford for more than a decade. Having failed to get tenure at Columbia, I believed Britain might offer a way to restart my career. Though I always planned to move back to America, imagining I would stay abroad for a few years at most. In the interim, however, America has changed so radically, by coincidence I left just after the attacks on New York, that I find myself feeling no less alienated now than I did during those long years in Britain. Although I acquired British citizenship and owned a house in East Oxford on the rather optimistically named Divinity Road, which becomes gradually more affluent as it rises to the crest of a hill, Britain has no narrative of immigrant assimilation. So, for my British colleagues and friends and students, it mattered little that I was legally one of them. First and last, I was and would always be an American. Perhaps if one comes at a younger age, total acculturation is possible. But as a man in his 40s, my habits were too firmly in place to undergo whatever changes might have allowed me to become British in anything other than law. When I was fresh out of my doctorate at Princeton, New York University was not one of the places I would have chosen to work. But I was thrilled when NYU's history department approached me to apply for a professorship, and even happier when I was offered the position. Assured at last that my years away from home were finished. It is surprising how much displacement can alter the mind. And while I went to Britain entirely...